Hello and welcome to So Much More Than Cancer. I am your host, Denise DeSimone. Two things to know about this podcast. If you have been diagnosed with cancer, we are here to support you in knowing that you are so much more than a diagnosis. Secondly, we are excited to talk about so much more than cancer. So let's be brave, let's have some fun, and let's get after it. Hello and welcome. This is Denise DeSimone. I'm so happy to be with you today. Thanks for taking the time to tune in to the So Much More Than Cancer podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the understanding the power of understanding. I'm part of the Unity Movement, and there are 12 powers that govern our lives, according to Charles Fillmore, who is the co-founder of the Unity Movement. And there are 12 different powers, and the power of understanding. Each power has a color associated, a chakra, one of the 12 disciples. This particular power of understanding is connected with the disciple Thomas, you know, doubting Thomas. He didn't really understand and he was always doubting. But one thing that I think Jesus loved about him was that he was inquisitive. He wasn't just going to, you know, take everything at face value. He wanted to know deeper. And that is the power of understanding. And we have to be able to satisfy our own understanding. At the same time, have an understanding faith means that we can sometimes have a faith that doesn't always, how can I say it? It's a deep, deep knowing that I might not understand this right now, yet I know it's for my highest and best. I'll give you an example. When I was diagnosed with stage 4 throat and neck cancer, about 9 months before that, I was living in a beautiful condo and Spirit was nudging me to sell it. And I thought, why would I want to sell my condo? Well, finally, after so much nudging, I said, okay, if this is what is for my highest and best, I don't understand this, but if this is what's for my highest and best, I will go with it. But I will go with it if this next unfoldment comes to me with ease and grace. If I put this on the market, I want it to be sold within a couple of weeks from the time I start dealing with the potential buyer. And I want it to be, I don't want to haggle. I want it to be the price that I ask and the price is met. And then I'll start to really consider this because I'll understand that maybe this has a greater power than I know that is going on right now. Anyway, fast forward, I put it on the market. Everything I said came to fruition. I said, okay, I'll step out and I will sell my condo. So I sell my condo. A month later, the woman who bought it was a friend of mine, and she called me to say, wow, they did a special assessment. The roofs are leaking and I have to come up with $10,000 for a special assessment. Now, I wouldn't at that point in my life been able to do that. So that was the first thing I said, thank you, God. And if I had had some money, I would have probably helped her out, but that was what she took on, not mine to do. The other thing we have to understand is what is ours to do. The other thing, I got a beautiful two-bedroom apartment. All of a sudden, August 2005, I get diagnosed with a very, very, very serious illness, and they give me about 3 months to live. Well, we know that this is coming to you live from 2023. So in about 3 weeks, it'll be an 18-year anniversary for me. Hip, hip, hooray. My point is, I did not understand, yet I followed my faith. And when I got diagnosed, I needed to have a two-bedroom. I needed to have less responsibility. I needed to be able to relax and not have the stress of a mortgage And it all worked out beautifully. So did I understand all of it at the moment? No. But understanding the power of understanding what stands under is very, very important. So Charles Fillmore says that wisdom is also connected to the power of understanding, that wisdom knows and understanding knows why. Okay. So we have to let this exploration of understanding just unfold, because understanding is a fundamental aspect of human communication and our interaction. And it is really the ability to comprehend and appreciate the thoughts, the feelings, and the perspectives of another. And it's the foundation of empathy, compassion, and respect. And unfortunately, in this day and age, understanding is often in short supply. You know, we live in a time of great division and polarization where people are so quick to judge and condemn those who are different and who believe differently or have different opinions. We see it in the political scene and social media, even in our personal relationships where, you know, first we need to truly listen. It means giving someone our full attention with a good intention to understand them. Thirdly, we need to really be open-minded. This means be willing to consider a new idea, consider a new perspective, you know, find ourselves in someone else's shoes. And the deeper spiritual understanding is really, it's a key aspect to personal growth and enlightenment. And that's really what I'm about. My whole mission and message is to turn challenges into doorways of transformation. And we can't do that without understanding what the level of our challenge is. And understanding is really the ability to comprehend and appreciate the mysteries of life and to connect with all that is in divine alignment and the divine nature of things. And wisdom isn't just about accumulating information. It's about seeing the world in a new light and then having that interconnectedness with the power of understanding and allowing ourselves to surrender. Surrender is the act of letting go of our ego-driven desires and attachments. And it also is an acronym for edging God out. Now, God is a subject that can be funny for certain people. A lot of people say, well, I don't believe in God. If there was a God, why would this happen? Why would this devastation happen? Why would someone in my life be taken from me too soon? Call it whatever you want. Call it God, call it higher power, call it divine intelligence, call it infinite intelligence, call it the universal power. I don't care what you call it, but there's some divinely guided energy around us. And when we open ourselves up to this higher power, trust the wisdom, trust the power of understanding, we don't need to understand all of it at once. You know, we can find greater meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. And we can make a positive impact in the world around understanding. And it begins here. You know, people say, oh, when are we going to have world peace? You know when we're going to have world peace? When you have it in your heart. You know when we're going to understand the power of understanding? When you start expressing, and each one of us starts expressing, the openness of understanding and giving ourselves over to trusting and being there in a way that we really take it to heart. Take it to heart to really understand the power of understanding. You know, I want to share the words with you from a book by Winifred Wilkinson Houseman, and it's a book called Your God-Given Potential. She says, awakening the faculty of understanding in a spiritual way is an activity that will change not only your way of thinking, but also your way of life. Yeah. Be prepared for this as you question, study, and even pass the level of prophecy to go on to greater discoveries of truth. There is a spirit in you that has all the answers. Trust it as you proceed in an orderly, harmonious, loving way to unfold this faculty. Now, the chakra that is aligned with this are all the energies that fill our heart, our throat chakra, our third eye, and our crown. Are you ready? I mean, really ready to take on the challenges in your life in a whole new way? Most people let challenges limit them. You know why? Because they don't know how not to. Challenges do not have to be limiting. It's time to learn to turn them into doorways of transformation. You just need a few tools. At least that's what I needed when I was challenged with stage 4 cancer. That's why I took the lessons learned and the tools I used to create this amazing, fun, online self-paced course that will help you go through the doorways to find yourself on the other side, living your life fully expressed. The course is called Life because it's time for all of us to live in full expression. It's a short-term commitment with long-term benefits you deserve. For all the juicy details, click the link below or head over to my website, DeniseDeSimone.com. For a generous discount, use the word podcast in the discount box. Now, most of these spiritual powers only have one power for one chakra. That's how powerful this chakra is. The power of the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. So I hope this is helpful to you. I hope you allow yourself the power of understanding yourself without judgment, understanding yourself without criticism. It's hard to do, but we can do it. Understanding those around you that you love and respect and share this planet with. God bless you. Thanks for another time. Keep a good thought. See you next week.
To learn so much more about Denise, please visit her website at DeniseDeSimone.com. While there, you can purchase a copy of her best-selling book, From Stage 4 to Center Stage. Watch her widely viewed documentary by the same name, and check out copies of her many CDs. You will also find information about her life-changing online program called LIFE, which stands for Live in Full Expression. You can also find Denise on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Please remember to share, subscribe, and leave a review. Until next time, stay well.